Some federal agencies are under fire for their slow response to the COVID-19 crisis, but the U.S. Department of Agriculture has been relatively nimble in getting food aid to at-risk families and schoolchildren. The Mountain West News Bureau's Amanda Peacher reports.
A little boy in an orange shirt walks up to a grab-and-go meal site at an elementary school in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's here to pick up his free lunch. A school worker wearing a mask uses a bullhorn to let kitchen workers know he's there. Then a staffer sets a bag lunch and some extra strawberries on a table for the boy and backs away. School lunch programs across the country had to quickly pivot when COVID-19 hit. Dana Adams is with the Granite School District in Salt Lake.
We have to change our menu and go from a hot menu to a grab-and-go menu overnight, literally overnight.
That's because in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, the USDA quickly allowed a number of nutrition programs to adapt to the crisis. Normally, only some students get free or reduced-priced meals. But now,
all children 18 and under are able to get breakfast and lunch free at any of our sites.
But not every family is able to take time out of the day to go pick up meals. So in another solution, the agency came up with a new program called Pandemic EBT. It provides grocery money for the families of students who normally qualify for free and reduced lunch. Anya Rose is with the nonprofit Hunger Free Colorado. She says the USDA also opened up online grocery shopping using SNAP, better known as food stamps, and also authorized all households on that program to receive the maximum possible benefits.
It's brought a lot more SNAP dollars into household food budgets and into states to help with economic recovery.
That said, she says all these new initiatives aren't problem-free. For example, the new pandemic EBT program requires families, schools, state agencies, and the federal government to be coordinating with one another, a logistical nightmare. And there's the question of money for all these new programs.
So state agencies that are running these programs are having to do a lot more without having more resources to do it.
The USDA is trying to reduce all the paperwork and administrative processes that go with these programs, and that's helping. Disabled SNAP recipient Refugio Venegas in Westminster, Colorado has seen a difference. Normally, he gets $16 a month in SNAP benefits, but that amount went up.
Yeah, actually, it was pretty good, like $200 more this month.
Venegas has kidney disease and has diet restrictions, but normally he can't afford the kind of food he's supposed to eat. The boost in benefits helped.
But that actually means that I can actually buy at least a half of a cart of food now. I can afford meat, milk, cheese, you know, vegetables.
The USDA is extending those extra food dollars for most SNAP recipients into June. In Salt Lake, the Granite School District has been able to provide about 30,000 meals a day with the Emergency Grab and Go program. That's about half the number they'd serve for all students if school was in session. Dana Adams thinks this program is vital for a couple of reasons. First,
take care of those kids who the only meal they get may be when they're in school. And with school suddenly gone, we wanted to make sure that we took care of those kids.
But there's another reason, she says. All students have had their lives upended in this pandemic. And that daily ritual of picking up a meal and waving to kitchen staff is one small bit of consistency they can rely on. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.